Harper Audio presents Imperfect Strangers by Stuart Woods, performed by Anthony Hilt. As the sun rose over Berkeley Square, the May sunshine drifted through the blinds. The rays fell across the face of Sandy Kinsolving, waking him. He moved toward the woman next to him and pressed against her soft buttocks. She responded, pushing against him. In a moment, he entered her, moving slowly. The phone rang. He cursed and, without stopping the motion, lifted the receiver. "Hello?" he said hoarsely. "It's Joan." He still did not stop moving.
"Yes," he said. "What time is it in New York?"
"Nearly 2 a.m.
"What's wrong?"
"Daddy has had a stroke." He stopped moving, wilting.
"How bad?"
"They don't know yet, but at his age..." Jock Bailey was 91.
"I'll get myself on a flight. Where is he?"
"Lenox Hill. I'm calling from there."
"You all right?"
"Tired."
"Go home. There's nothing you can do there."
"I suppose you're right."
"I'll see you this afternoon."
She hung up without saying goodbye. Sandy replaced the receiver. Apprehension had made a tight knot in his belly. "Sandy," the woman said accusingly, "you stopped."
"Sorry, love, I've just been put out of commission."
Sandy tried to put a good face on this. Jock wasn't dead yet. That was something, at least. Sandy let himself into Cornwall and Company, the wine shop on the ground floor. He climbed to the offices and sat down heavily. The door opened, and Maeve O'Brien stepped into the offices. "Maeve," he called out.
"Yes, Mr. Kinsolving."